Good morning, Jordy. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you for doing this. There are a number of quite serious questions your government is facing this morning. 10 days ago, the government and the Governor General read the speech from the throne. Canadians were looking to hear something substantive from your government. What, if anything, seems to be getting through?
Well, I think we've made clear we have a very active agenda. Obviously, our focus, as I've said all along, Jordy, will remain on the economy, on jobs and growth. Canada continues to have a superior record compared to most industrialized countries, but there's much more we can do across a range of sectors, and we certainly outlined some pretty important measures we're moving forward with there. In terms of a second priority, second major set of priorities, we're obviously going to focus on protecting and strengthening our families and communities. We've obviously talked about additional measures to deal with the crime, protect victims. I know in Nova Scotia in particular, there's a lot of interest in the fact we're going to tougher laws to deal with this phenomenon of so-called cyberbullying after the Rehtaeh Parsons case, to deal with victims' rights and to deal with the distribution of intimate images against the person's consent. We'll also talk about things, obviously, that like even stronger action on consumer rights. And, of course, the third thing, we're obviously focused on continuing to make this country strong in the world, celebrating our great achievements, including a number of milestones as we approach the road to 2017 and the 150th anniversary of Confederation. So, look, we have a very I won't get into all 6,000 words of our various initiatives, but we've got a very vigorous agenda going forward.
Well, the day after the throne speech, you opted to go to Europe for an initialing of the free trade deal with the European Union. Obviously, clearly some benefits for the agriculture sector, the auto manufacturing sector, but why should Atlantic Canadians care about this?
Well, first of all, I think all Canadians should care about this. This is obviously, we just completed what is in effect the biggest trade deal in Canadian history, certainly the deal with the largest market we've ever had between now NAFTA and the European Union deal and the various other deals we've signed. Canada now has free trade access to over half of the global economy. So this is just a huge breakthrough, Jordy, and obviously in terms of the long run diminishing our dependence on trade with the United States. Look, specifically for Atlantic Canada, there's a lot of pretty important things here. The one that obviously sticks out in my mind is the fishing industry. We're going to see 96% of European tariffs completely eliminated when this deal comes into effect. I think that's why we've got such strong support across Atlantic Canada. Forestry and wood products, food processing, these are all areas that will benefit from greater penetration into what is, notwithstanding its difficulties, the largest and most affluent market in the world.
All of this obviously has been overshadowed in the media by this unholy mess in the Senate. Senators are voting on the expulsion of Senators Wallen, Duffy, and Brazeau, all your appointments. What responsibility for all of this lies with your office?
Well, look, I think the responsibility whenever things go wrong is for us to take appropriate action. As you know, I had a chief of staff who made an inappropriate payment to Mr. Duffy. He was dismissed. And, you know, I think, quite frankly, all of us, both in the Senate and the rest of the government, we have been very, very patient as these senators have been audited, as all of the facts have been looked into. And I think the fact of the matter is, Jordy, I know this is the view of the majority of conservative senators, I think it's the majority of all conservatives and certainly all Canadians, that when you have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in inappropriate expenses, and that is clear, that there is appropriate sanction on your job. If you did that in private life, you would not be continuing to be paid by your employer. So I think it's appropriate, as do a majority of our senators, that the Senate take action. And look, right now we've got Liberal senators trying to delay a vote. We just say let the Senate vote and let the Senate's will be heard on this. But I think most people do want to take action.
And what does this mean for the future of the Senate?
Well, look, we'll see. The government's view continues to be that the Senate has to be reformed, that we need to see it elected over time. We need to see the terms of the Senate shortened so people are more accountable. This matter, as you know, is before the courts. But in the meantime, look, I think it would be a great thing, Jordy, if in the meantime the Senate took disciplinary action. There has been a view in the Senate, a long historic view, And there's a few people who still believe it, even in our party, that the only standard of sitting in the Senate is that you've not been convicted of a crime. And I'm sorry, that is just not good enough. When you have collected hundreds of thousands of dollars in inappropriate expenses and it's taken a year to get to the bottom of this, I think people expect action. I think if the Senate took action, the Senate would be showing some willingness to reform itself.
Prime Minister, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.